One of the traditional practices under scrutiny is kupimbira. It's a tradition in northern Malawi where parents arrange for their young daughters to marry older men without the girl's consent. In return, the new husbands pay the parents a dowry or forgive a debt. Usually, this is done when the girl is still a child. Supporters say it allows parents to choose the best husbands for their daughters. 13-year-old Belita Simpokolwe was once forced to marry an old man. She says her stepfather ordered her to quit school and get married to a 77-year-old man because, according to the stepfather, she was too old for grade 4. But her refusal did not change anything. She says soon after that, her stepfather started sending her to the market without money. Instead, she says he told her to collect some money from a certain gentleman ranging from $5 to $10, some of which she would use to buy some food and return the change to him. Simpokolwe says she did not suspect anything unusual because she thought the man was related to her stepfather. But to her surprise, she says 3 weeks later, the man came to her house with a hoe, used sometimes in the north as a symbol for dowry. If a woman agrees to take it, she has accepted his proposal. She says she was very shocked when her stepfather asked her to accept it from the man. Confused, she said she objected. Although her mother tried to reason with her father, saying she was too young for marriage, the stepfather charged at her, threatened that he could divorce her if she continued opposing his views. He also said that there was no objection because they had already spent the money from the gentleman. Seven-year-old Tumpe Mwambene says she was forced into marriage with a 40-year-old herbalist in Karonga district after her father failed to pay him for healing her illness. Mwambene says she did household chores and was beaten if she refused to have sex. Mwambene and Simpokolwe have now returned to school, thanks in part to the groups like the Chitiba Women's Forum. It works with a project called Social Empowerment of Rights for Vulnerable and Excluded Women. The project is working to end practices that violate women's rights to education. It's funded by the NGO Action Aid. The chairperson of Chitipa's Women's Forum, Ruth Mbali, says the group tries to convince parents to allow their daughters to go back to school, even if it means rescinding their decision to force her to marry. She says since most women in the district did not go further in their education, they saw it good to discourage early marriages and age young girls to proceed with education, taking advantage of government's readmission policy, which allows girls to go back to school. But Mbali says parents and sometimes chiefs insist that they are too poor to pay the girls' school fees. So she says members of her group contribute to a fund that helps support girls who cannot pay for their education. An impact assessment shows that the project has had some success in reducing child marriage in Chitiba district, where 40 married girls between 7 and 16 years old have gone back to school. In some areas, village officials like Senior Chief Mwaulambia is trying to end the practice, especially, he says, because it's unconstitutional.
The culture of Kupimbia was about culture and also the campaigns towards all children, girls and boys, being treated alike towards school. This, indeed, we accept is a bad practice. We, as traditional leaders, if someone is forcing a child or is practicing a Kupimbira, so we may tell him to pay a chicken or we may talk to him to avoid that.
The SAFE project is also working to end other cultural practices that can interfere with the education of women, like Kuloa Kufa, which requires a widow to cleanse the village of death by having sex with a man. Another is Shazi, under which the wife's sister or another relative is given to the husband, sometimes even if the child bride is too young to become pregnant. Similar projects are also implemented in 3 more districts, Rumphi, Salima and Shiradzulu. For VOA Africa, I am Lamek Masina in Blantyre, Malawi.